Our scripture lessons begin Psalm 118, 19 verse. And with this Old Testament lesson, look toward the New Testament account of Palm Sunday. The Old Testament does shape our understanding of the New Testament. Open to me the gate of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day of the Lord that he has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God. He has given us life. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God. the ages, the church has continued that same teaching. And how we respond to it answers our constantly questions. Does Jesus say that this will fail? Now, whenever we hear that familiar Jesus saved, we have to remember that new life in Christ's salvation begins here and now. Not someplace off in the future, not someplace in time after death. That's not what salvation is. That's part of it, but it's all. Likewise, if the Savior is no more than a nice guy who lived 2,000 years ago and developed a unique ethic based on love, if that's all it is, then Christianity is just a folk religion that gets passed on time and place and culture to culture. That's the way it is, that it is worth so little that we could evaluate the whole business by saying Jesus does fail to be what he intended to be. So does Jesus say fail? That's our Sunday question today. And as for the answer, Jesus never missed an opportunity to demonstrate what his mission was. And he was certainly doing that on Palm Sunday. It's a rather extended object lesson, and we might miss it because we're so used to those 20-second sound bites that constitute the news for us. 5 minutes at the top of the hour on the car radio, and we know everything that's going on in the world, and of course we understand it. Or instead of watching CNN, we watch CNN headline news and get everything condensed. However, the crowd was present with Jesus, and looking at their reaction, Jesus took his time to make sure they got it right. And we have to take the same time to get it right. They wanted to make him a king. They needed a hero. And they were bound and determined they would ever make hope out of Jesus. We read that they'd either seen or heard about raising Lazarus. I'm sure someone else told stories of the healings that Jesus did. They remembered that he fed 5,000 men, plus the women and children, with just a few scraps of bread and a couple of fish. His disciples had always been telling this story about being in a storm with him, and he stilled it with, "Be still." Now, since Jesus could do that to Roman conquerors, and remember, Jerusalem was occupied territory at this time, the Roman conquerors would be no lights for that kind of power. He could and he should be the Savior, the promised Messiah. He was going to return Israel to its former glory, the standing that it had in the world under King David, with all the riches of King Solomon. And that, they started to treat him like a king. They shouted Hosanna, which is very similar to the English "God save the king and the queen." It's a kind of a cry for help and a constant cheer, all pushed together. Now, reading carefully, it was after Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the king of Israel, it was after that Jesus found the donkey and rode into the city. There's an obvious lesson there. There's the point he was trying to get across. He was not coming as a military strongman or a popular politician. He was not coming to lead them against Rome. If that had been the case, he would have rode into town on a horse, driven a chariot. That day's equivalent of an F-16 fighter jet or an M1A1 battle tank. Now he sat on a dog's throne, which is exactly the way that every leader who came from another place came into the city to show that the intentions were peaceful. Now, Jesus was always the master teacher, and he made his point, and he did it so effectively that the more the crowd thought about it, and the more they got it, the less they liked it. He knew that he really had said, when I am lifted up from the earth. That was a cultural code, meaning crucifixion. He wasn't talking about the ascension here. He was talking about a Roman execution. And that is not their plans, their Messiah, their Savior. And so they said, in fact, we don't think so. Excuse us. Jesus, we know the scriptures. We know all the prophets. They say that the Christ remains forever. So think about a modern Sunday experience. I think we have a moral pride, just that we don't recognize it. I remember one, and I really wish I could forget it. But I can't. A few years ago, and I was in Philadelphia at a flower show. For those of you who go to flower shows, that's the big one. And I looked at tulips and daffodils, which I now know are really narcissus. And I looked at plants whose names I could never pronounce. And I saw dazzling displays of creative genius. And I saw some really awful things, like pyres filled with dirt and then flowers planted there. But on the whole, it was a pretty marvelous thing. Which right now, I needed to see a lot of spring flowers. And it was a good day. So afterwards, we went out to dinner and went to a little Italian Cristo. And of course, they gave us too much food, and so we had a little package to take home. And I had seen great things, and I was full and happy. And on the way back to the car, there was a street person mumbling something about being hungry. Everybody knows you shouldn't give money to family. So only spend it for alcohol or some other drug. And it lowers the quality of public life to permit begging. And there are shelters for those kind of folks who are down low. And so I ignored him with food in my hand that I didn't need and probably wouldn't even bother to eat. Jesus failed again to impress upon me what he wanted. And I failed to act as I watched my opportunity to do unto Jesus as you do unto one of the least of these, God's little children. As I watched my opportunity look through a garbage can on the campus. That garbage can was doing more to maintain a life than I was. I could have shared that food and been a part of following Jesus the way he wants to be followed. Now, I seriously doubt that man would remember me. But I'm afraid I'm going to remember him for a long time. And in the saddest sense, Jesus failed. Because Dennis failed. I had food in one hand and no excuse in the other. He could not have drunk it, injected it, snorted it. He only could have eaten it. He wasn't worried about germs. He was looking through a garbage can. And neither was I. I had just had my nice day interrupted. All up on Sunday. We all watch the news and we say, isn't that awful? Look at all that violence. Look at the corruption. Look at the suffering. Why doesn't God do something? And God answered, and he answers with Lent and Palm Sunday and Easter, and he says, I did do something, and you know it. In fact, you celebrate it rather well. And so after the celebration of worship, with our response, we decide. The answer to our Palm Sunday question, whether Jesus saves or fails. And he does save. Jesus' salvation, his new life, means living, not by the side of the road, watching it go by, critiquing it all the way, but following Jesus to Jerusalem, up to and through the cross, and on the way to the resurrection. That's what I was saying to the children of the Palm. And that means that there's some sin, there's some issue, there's some self-induced suffering, there's some attitude, there's some approach that you and I need to leave by the side of the road as we follow Jesus. Because he saves. And we're saved. And that can be pretty frightening at first. But that's another thing Jesus saves us from, fear. He enables us to pray with him, for this purpose I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. And that means we don't escape from life, but we see it through, and we do it the way God
being a bully. And Tom Sundy rejects peer pressure, that excuse, that Tom Sundy question. Did Jesus save, or does he fail? Tom Sundy means hearing the very voice of God. Somebody asks us for help, or when blessings come our way, or when we perform a duty and nobody except God knows we did it, and knowing that if God knows, that's enough. It is that kind of confidence that God has acted and he will act again, that's the promise of Easter, because Jesus has not failed. He saved and continues to save. I mean, how else do we dare face the terrors and the challenges of life? If we reject what Jesus does and his way of doing it, that is, if Jesus fails us on Palm Sunday, then he does not save. Not on Good Friday, and he does not win. And we can't celebrate Easter. However, as we accept his way, and that includes his way of saving Palm Sunday, then we're on the way with him to a right understanding and the right answer.